I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Imagine if Kobe Bryant decided to go back to the Olympics, but instead of representing the U.S., he played hoops for Italy. That'd be weird. Well, that's kind of what's happening now in Sochi with Korean speed skater An Hyun-soo. He just won a bronze medal at the Games, but not for his home country of South Korea. He's representing Russia now as Viktor An, which makes him a so-called passport Olympian. That's a phrase I learned from Jim Capel, senior writer for ESPN.com. He's in Sochi right now, actually in the mountains of Krasnaya Polyana, the venue for Olympic alpine events. Capel says passport Olympians can be found at the Summer Olympics, too, but they're easier to notice at the Winter Games.
You hear, oh, there's somebody from the Virgin Islands who's a skier. And you think, wow, that gets your attention. Or there's somebody from Zimbabwe who's skiing. I'm not sure if we see it more. I think it just stands out more because you just assume, oh, if you're from an equatorial country or from someplace in Africa, you're just not going to be a Winter Olympian. But it does happen.
So what are the rules within the International Olympic Committee for athletes with dual nationalities and what countries they're supposed to or can represent?
Well, it varies a bit. It depends on the sport. Some sports, if you compete in the Olympics for one nation, you are never allowed to compete for another nation in the Olympics. Other sports don't have that rule. And then it's also a matter of what is your citizenship? What is your ancestry? A lot of times it'll be my parents are from this country or my grandparents are from my country. And then if the country will allow you to compete for them, then you can.
And since some countries are trying to go for medal dominance, do champion athletes like a Bodie Miller or a Shaun White, do they care about this added level of competition with the passport Olympians?
I don't think it really affects them too much. There's going to be very, very few athletes who are going to do this who will challenge the top contenders anyway. And if they are that good, well, they've got to beat them anyway somehow.
Mm. Now, Jim, our listeners will obviously know about figure skaters with Russian heritage competing for the U.S., but I gather there are actually examples of U.S. citizens competing for Russia in these games.
Yes, there's Vic Wild, who is a snowboarder, who's, again, from I'm from the state of Washington. He's from the state of Washington. He married another Russian athlete, and he is going to compete for Russia this year. And then on the flip side, we've got Simon Shapir, who was born in Russia but moved to the United States when he was very, very young. Grew up in Boston, has a very thick Boston accent, and will be representing the Americans in Paris figure skating.
You know, somewhere in this discussion is a whole nother discussion to be had about identity in the Olympics, you know, with more and more people with dual and even quadruple identities and hyphenated last names. Do you think the Olympics is kind of on the verge of facing a larger debate about who is really from what country anymore?
I don't think so. I think it's always going to be a part of the Olympics, but I think it's always going to be a fairly small part of it. The issue is there are sometimes countries might be willing to make it worth, and when money comes into it, then it becomes a bit more of a thorny issue. And if that becomes more prevalent, if it becomes more of an issue, I think we might see the IOC trying to crack down more on it. But usually this is simply a case of athletes trying to fulfill Olympic dream, countries trying to fulfill an Olympic dream, and nobody loses, everybody wins, although they probably don't win a medal.
Jim Capel, senior writer for ESPN.com. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.